topics such as the Constitution of our foundation versus what kids are being taught in public schools today, Hollywood and the decline of morals in our country, to the breakdown of the family, abortion, drugs, sickness versus choice, homosexuality, to the lies in the media. Bradley Dean not only exposes these lies, but brings about the truth that takes the mask off of their hidden agenda. Watch as the curtain is pulled back and the light of God's truth comes down to expose that which the immoral doesn't want you to see.
I wanted the parents and I wanted the people in America to see what's going on in public schools. They need to understand how anti-American things are becoming, how in public schools they're digressing, they're taking on everything that's new and they're throwing off everything that's old. They're throwing off our foundations. They're throwing off who we are. They're rewriting history. Instead of restraint, they're teaching kids tolerance. And tolerance means to throw off restraint or without restraint. So they're completely undoing everything that our forefathers established. And I think it's really important for people to understand what's going on in public schools. And the way to do that is bring it to television. And that's exactly what we've done.
And the response has been incredible.
That was the best documentary I've ever seen.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm still confounded over the whole thing.
All I can say is this movie was so awesome I could just faint.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there. You know, this is actually really going to hit.
It's like something that you've always thought and something that you always felt that's going on with our nation. But the My War documentary, Bradley and the Ministry are willing to say it and step over that line and basically cross into people's worlds of saying what needs to be said and doing what needs to be done.
You've never seen anything like this before. There's nothing like this that I've ever seen or ever heard about.
It's very rare, but I can guarantee that you will never hear a message like this.
To be very honest with you, it is difficult to put into words. There is so much power in every single film.
This documentary shares that energy, brings that energy, and gets somebody to stand up off of their chair and say, that's it. I need to start moving. I need to start creating momentum, and I need to start doing. We're offensive. We're aggressive. And I believe that's what My War is. We're not losing any battles here. We never can lose a battle so long as Christ is on our side.
I think the kids are starving for the truth. This is what you've been waiting for. This is the thing that can spread the message of liberty and freedom and Christ to everybody. With no holds barred, there's no hidden agenda here. The agenda's right out front. It's on the bumper of the car. This is what you got to see. I want to stand up.
That's
and
good,
shout.
Actually. I like that.
I feel very much empowered.
Never before have you witnessed an event like this.
It says in the book of Acts, the apostles turned the world upside down, but really all they did is shifted it and put it right side up. I think what differentiates this and why you want to come hear Bradley speak is because he's not stopping with the success of a movie. He's not stopping with the success of having done over 330 public high schools. He's not stopping with the success of even having an arena where you folks would come to. The reason that I would say that you need to come to this is because there is no finish line in this. There's no redemptive quality that can be squelched on earth and say we've arrived. And that's what you're going to get through the message is, yeah, I can do this, and I need to be brought to action and stay in action and stay engaged. It's focusing on answers. It's focusing on resolve and on results. And even once we get our resolve and our results, it doesn't stop there. We can still do more. This ministry and its content's purpose is to light brush fires of freedom, as Samuel Adams said, in the hearts of men. Because a majority is not going to prevail unless you are tireless and irate. And a minority will easily prevail over a majority that is irate and tireless. And we're going to see another 1776 that's preceded by a constitution of the United States that is a free people, a Christian governed people, and we're going to see that through this.
Are you ready to experience My War?
We want to touch our generation, and I believe that's what God is calling for.
Well, that was cool, wasn't it? I thought that was cool. That was our five-part miniseries called My War. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store And again, folks, this is about winning our generation, and the way to do that is to fight for them.
Protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, have you ever heard, I'm going to start the show with a question. Have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? They called him Maximum John Wood because he was a sitting judge in Texas. And if you violated the law in his county to the smallest jot or tittle, he would drop the hammer on you. He would bring the maximum penalty in showing the person that violated the law or transgressed the law the consequence of doing so and teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. This is clearly what is missing in America today. You know, a lot of times I make reference to this, but this again is the heart of God, as you're going to see throughout the duration of the show. But when you again go to Moses holding the Ten Commandments, the two tablets in his hands, Exodus 20, above the heads of the Supreme Court, you always need to remind yourselves as to where the answer lies, because it lies within the fact that justice guards our liberty, and without it, we don't have liberty. Okay, so that falls again to the American people, right? So in saying that, going back to Maximum John Wood, it's interesting that he was such a good judge, good defined as in the fact that he would execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution, which are premised on common law. Where does that law come from? The living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, what's interesting to note is we had some bad guys in Texas. This is back in the 90s. And you've all heard of Woody Harrelson, I'm sure. Well, his dad was a repeat criminal. And he was actually accused of the crime that I'm going to highlight in just a moment. Because Judge John Wood was such a good judge, Maximum John, he didn't tolerate the crimes of the mob trying to traffic drugs through his county in Texas. So what did he do? He dropped the hammer. He brought Maximum John brought the full force of the law down upon their heads. So what did they decide to do? They decided to hire Woody Harrelson's dad to execute the good judge. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what happened. And his dad went to prison for a long time for doing so. It's exactly, by the way, I'm not comparing Jesus with fallen man, but I am saying the circumstance is very similar to that which took place concerning Christ on Calvary. He was being judged by wicked men. He fell into the hands of sinners, right? Everything was completely backwards. And judgment at the end of the day fell back upon their heads because they didn't take heed. You can also take that over to not only John 19:15, but also Luke 13:34 as well, when you get a moment to understand that at the end of the day, the passion of the Christ, because it was rejected and because bad men did the things that they did, it fell back upon their heads 40 years later. Pretty crazy stuff, right? Well, Bradley, you said something about the heart of God. Yep. And by the way, this is also found in the preamble of the Constitution, which I continuously make reference to. And again, I'm bringing this up because so many people talk about how they want the answers. I'm again giving you the answers, and it's found in the U.S. Constitution when you take the time to peruse the Constitution to find the answers that our forefather gave us. And the forefathers gave us all, not just Bradley Dean. But I want you to listen to this, because when you look at Isaiah 51, verse 4, I make reference to it quite a bit. What does it say? The Lord said, listen to me, my people. He said, listen to me, my church. Okay, hear me, my people, Israel of God. Hear me, my nation, United States of America. Instructions will go out from me. Justice will become a light to the nations. Now, I want to go over to the King James Version because that didn't deliver. Hearken unto me, the Lord said. That means listen carefully to what I have to say, O my people, and give ear to me, saith the Lord, O my nation, for law will proceed from me, for a law will go out from me, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. You know, a lot of people talk about the greatness of King David, which really was the Spirit of God. He's the one that needs to be attributed to the greatness, of course. But yes, King David was a man after God's own heart. But did you know that King David was actually set as a light to the nations? And when we look at America, guess why the world calls us a light to the world? Because we are a people that are ruled by God, enforcing his laws to bring about justice, which establishes the light. But it doesn't stop there, friends. Why is and why for is that set in place in the first place? So a people might know righteousness and peace. Hence, going back to the beginning of the show and to the title of the show, if you don't want justice, you're never going to know peace. It's just that simple. I mean, folks, you got an injustice system in play in America today where you're completely being laughed at by the bad guys who are turning the truth for a lie and a lie for the truth, Isaiah 5:20. And it's because, again, the American people are tolerating the crimes of the unjust and allowing them to set the rules in the place of God's rules. Guess what's happening? You're seeing more lawlessness and you're seeing more injustice all across the boards in the United States of America. I want to quote Martin Luther King Jr., who said, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Yep, because it's just a matter of time before it finally catches up to the people that tolerate the injustice, right? I want to go over to this as well. When you look at Isaiah 26:9, I bring that up quite a bit too. Now listen carefully. What does it say? It tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 9, that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth through the church with the help of the Spirit, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. See, when you look at the judgments of God in comparison or in contrast, isn't it interesting that the Lord said, when you forsake my law, when you forsake my statutes, that's how to deal with each particular crime, which is given unto us in the Torah, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch. He said, when you forget my statutes and when you forget my judgments and you won't execute them, he's talking to his church again. 86% of Americans profess to be Christians, which, by the way, 99% don't even know the Ten Commandments, which is kind of crazy due to the fact that the Lord said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him, in 1 John 2:4. How are they going to keep his commandments if they don't even know his law? First and foremost, going back before that, how is the Lord's will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven when you forsake to establish his will through his word on this earth as it is in heaven? Apparently, the American church, the children of the apostate, have forgotten that we are to be on the offensive and not on the defensive, just like our forefathers established, and just like the patriarchs of old have established, and those that are in the present that are establishing his what? His law, his statutes, his judgments. Why? That we might know righteousness and peace. Hey, folks, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That means they won't prevail against the church when the church acts accordingly to God's commandments on this earth as it is in heaven. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want you to see this really quick because, you know, again, I'm just highlighting the scriptures that I continuously highlight here on the show, okay? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. This is what you're seeing happening in America today. Why? Because the church has failed to be the light. They have failed to execute the law unto judgment, establishing righteousness and peace within the gates. Woe unto them is a curse. The word woe within itself is a curse. Unto them that call evil good. That again is what you're seeing today. And good evil that put darkness for light, injustice for justice, right? And light for darkness that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, it's completely upside down, right? It's completely backwards. Isn't it interesting that when you look at corruption throughout the United States of America, isn't it interesting how injustice applies to us peasants, but those that are supposed to serve, we the people who swore with their right hand on the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Read oath Numbers 30 verse 2. Also read Deuteronomy 23:23 concerning oath. But isn't it interesting? They put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the law, but these are the ones incumbent. These are the ones that are in the halls of government committing the act of injustice. Now you put that in the light of, again, what I love this, is the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate for sin, right? Read 1 John 3:4. Also put that up against Proverbs 17:15. The Lord calls it an abomination. The purpose of government is to maintain order, not to create disorder like their father, the devil, John 8:44, right? And they're also supposed to justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, not condemn the righteous and justify the wicked. Okay, look at Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So what are you seeing? You're seeing Isaiah 5:20 be lived out perfectly in America today. So let me make it real for you so you can see what's going on in the United States. Here again, these creeps are all planted. A good majority of them are pedophiles. They're extorted men, just like this devil right here. And we're talking about Garland. Biden's DOJ, we're told it's Biden's DOJ. It's not Biden's nothing. It's Americans and what the American people will tolerate concerning who serves them during that particular time. But the headline goes as follows on thedailypresser.com. Biden's DOJ, Garland is exempt from contempt charges in Biden-Hunter audio case. I'm just here to tell you, friends, all of this is all distraction. It's going to go nowhere. It's going to go nowhere. Mark my words. That's all this is another case of smoke and mirrors to get you off of what is really happening. Well, what's really happening, friends? Well, outside of the fact that you're under attack by your own federal and state governments on so many different levels, not all, and I'm talking about the corruption that needs to be dealt with, friends, but outside of the fact that you're under attack by your own said government, isn't it interesting that on the coast right now, and I've been saying this for 20 years, I've been blowing this trumpet, the Chinese are on the West Coast, and on the East Coast, guess who we have there? The Russian ships arrive at Port of Cuban capital off coast of Florida, okay? And I'm telling you what this is all about. If you want to listen to me, that's great. If you don't, you don't have to. But I'm telling you, it's coming, and you can go ahead and mark the giftings of this spirit. Okay? Romans 8:14, who bears witness to the truth. And here it is. This is all psychological manipulation. That's what this is. All of the news that you're being inundated with through the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, it's all there to break you down. It's all set in place to bring about the fear of man and the fear of his consequence. Why? Because they want to break you down until the point where you submit to them and their every will. That's exactly what is happening here. Oh, friends, I got to just stop there really quick and say, oh, how the enemy is laughing at you. Oh, how the few, how the small in number are laughing at the American people because they've convinced you and they have deceived you into believing that they are the mass amount of those that control your life. Listen, I'm here to tell you, friends, the only ones that control your life are those that you bow to. If you don't want them on your back, then why don't you stand up? Okay? Because that's how you get them off your back. No one controls your life outside of those that you allow to control your life. And as I always say over here at this show, friends, live your life in such a fashion where the enemy's afraid of you rather than you living your life where you're afraid of what he's doing. Okay? That is why we have our God-given rights, friends. And this has gone on far, far too long. Has it not? Yes, it has. Also wanted to show you, speaking of injustice, the injustice that the American people have tolerated. Okay. Are you tolerating it, Bradley? Absolutely not. I'm on the radio right now preaching against it, standing against it every step of the way. Oh, and on the other side of that, I'll also stand with those that do the lawful thing every step of the way too. But that's not what we're seeing in this country right now. Matter of fact, we have Tom Fitton, from Judicial Watch right now, who every once in a while he'll kick something out that's of importance to all of us. And he has something to say concerning the Department of Injustice and exactly as to what's going on here. Check this
Dean,
out.
Thanks so much for being here. You know, it's hard not to compare everything that happened in the Hunter Biden trial to everything we just went through with the Trump trial. Your reaction to all of this?
Well, it's the result of a failed cover-up, really, and corruption by the Justice Department and the FBI that try to bury this charge for years. Remember, Hunter committed this crime allegedly in 2018. Now it's 2024, and the only reason this trial is proceeding is because it was exposed by the work of groups like Judicial Watch, exposing the Secret Service and the FBI involvement in covering this up.
Okay, so you have somebody in the know, friends, Tom Fitton, talking about how these agencies are corrupt, He's talking about the FBI. We already know the CIA is corrupt. We also know that all these agencies that the federal government has been creating, by the way, those that they have armed to basically use as leverage against the people they're supposed to serve. It's interesting. He's calling them all out, including the Department of Justice, as being corrupt. And this, again, folks, I had some lady come after me yesterday. Are you a part of this? Are you a part of the answer? I said, go ahead and go and look over at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can come back and apologize if you'd like to. My life has been spent for the last 25 years fighting for the up-and-coming generation and the present generation, also standing against the nonsense that 99% of you put up with. Okay? Just again, want to set the record straight. But when we talk about injustice, that is a reflection of the American people that tolerate it. What happened to resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, the way that our forefathers established it? Read Romans 12:21. That's the tip of the iceberg, okay? And when you get more time than that, read the whole Bible and tell me where the Lord ever told his children to bow to tyrants. Because our forefathers didn't do that. And yet the American people are doing that. Well, you're not following the right people. You're following the wrong people by tolerating this stuff. And I can hear it. Well, Bradley, you know what? There's just nothing we can do. Well, Bradley, you've hit this before. Well, here's the bottom line. You know why people say there's nothing we can do about it outside of the fact that they don't want to do anything about it? Because somehow in their deceived minds, they have deceived themselves into trying to justify what they cannot justify before the living God. And they would rather fall into the hole that they themselves have allowed the bad guys to dig and to bury them in than to right themselves in dealing with the bad guys. In other words, they suffer the ills of ill-designing men. And again, that's found in the Declaration of Independence too. And if you want to right the wrongs, then that's what you stand up and do. Now, I know some people will say, Bradley, you know, it's just a little extreme that you're saying that our government's against us and this. Really? Are you kidding me? Hey, folks, after 1913, what has happened is the federal government, which in fact was a creation of the states, not the other way around, they have now become, through basically stealing our money through the IRS and then using it as leverage against us. What they're trying to do is they're trying to put themselves in a position where, and they have since 1913, where they can now dictate the states, where the 10th Amendment now has become null and void, because that's how they get the money now, rather than getting it through the people as a offering of free will from the people. Nope, now they're using it as extortion. And now the federal government is looking at the states as the tail that is now wagging the dog. Actually, I'm sorry. The federal government is now the tail that is wagging the state's tail. Okay, and that's completely backwards. The federal government has now the tail that is wagging the state, the dog, metaphorically, and that is completely upside down, completely backwards. And this is exactly why judgment is turned backwards, because that's the topic of today's show. Read the whole of Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But I want you to see this, because I'm sure you've all seen old Joey talking about how he's going to use the F-15s against the American people, right? Right? Oh, we're going
to
go ahead.
By the way, if they want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
Isn't that crazy? The sitting president of the United States of America says the people need F-15s, not a rifle. Yeah, that's how far it's gone, Americans. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons of Liberty's message is
orders go out tomorrow morning. Thank you for your orders. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Liberty.
Become a first, son the head, or
first the heart,
of
then the head,
Sons of
then
Liberty
the armor.
Radio.com.
Ephesians 6:12.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting
folks,
for its
a lot
survival.
Available out there.
Attacked by enemies
content,
from
great
all
conversational
and with
starters.
Global anti-Semitism on the rise.
Got the dog pigs free as well.
Israel and the Jewish
you don't know we got
that
it.
They are not alone. This summer, from
you don't
July
know where to go. That's
to
why I'm showing it to you.
Christians united for Israel at our nation's capital.
Okay, again, make distinction. Revelation 3:9.
Let your voice be
Romans
heard
2:28
and
29, John
8:44. Elected officials and state representatives gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brand.
Yeah, we should be up in just
BBS
a second
Radio
here, guys.
TV, free, unmolested content.
And then
from
we
a
are still, for
Z.
The record, working on
we
phone
don't
lines.
Limit the content,
I believe
we
got a system
limit
set.
Your opinions. You get to decide what's right,
yeah.
What you like, and then live
yeah.
It. How do you like them apples?
Funny. Yeah.
Here's the gifts spot, 32nd from the top. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're
what
sure
what are you
to
asking?
Find
I can't see what you're
truth.
Asking, guys. I don't
Go
have
to
time
to
do all that, but I'm looking down right
and
now.
And check out our store today, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of injustice, oh my goodness. Do you guys remember this? I want you to see this again, too. This is just insane. Do you guys remember this? This is your government that sold you this as science. Remember this? Grandma is in a plastic bag holding her grandchild. Remember, because the corrupt told you, you know, that there was a virus? Isn't it interesting how they just milked that? Yeah, and we're the conspiracy theorists when we expose these jokers for who they are, right? I mean, it is insane what the American people will put up with. Here, I did want to show you this. I don't know how far this is going to go, but I wouldn't get too excited about it. But it is national news right now. Supreme Court allegedly crushed Fauci and vaccine mandate pushers, gives those who refuse shots with huge reward. Again, I wouldn't get too excited about that. Yesterday, I was on Alex Jones's show, and I heard his guest that was before me, and he was talking about how the power from our said representatives that are, well, they're assuming authority, and they're taking our delegated authority, and they're not even asking for it anymore, and they're just taking sovereignty of the United States, and they're handing it over to the WHO. So this is, again, the kind of stuff that you need to be careful of before you get too excited about it, because a lot of this stuff is set up just to put you back to sleep, just like QAnon sense, friends, which was a military op that was performed through the Russians back in the 1920s. And again, what they want to do is they just want to appease you until they're in full control. And here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, right? And the reason I'm saying that is because if they had the control that they wanted, would they have to continuously propagandize the American people? No, not at all. Not at all. Speaking of the reason we need to bring justice, let's bring it to a personal level. I have, and I'm going to show it to you in just a moment here, but I want to show you a video of a kid in court. His name is Bianca. Oh, maybe it's a girl. Boy, you just got a double take on people today. Ellis, 32, of Cleveland, was accused of fatally stabbing a three-year-old boy. Happens to be on the color scale of being white. And Bianca happens to be black. I'm not drawing that line. We're all in this together, Acts 17:26. But I want to show you what they're so unmoved by the consequences that they now laugh. Even for killing a three-year-old kid. I want to show you how these young people are responding to these alleged, well, consequences of the crimes that they have committed. You ready? Look at this.
And or endangering
just killed a three-year-old
in
boy.
Violation of Ohio Revised Code Section 2919.22.
This is prevalent.
Count four alleges that
this is what the injustice system, the American people, have created.
Serious physical harm to J.W. on date of birth 10/29/2020.
Does it look like they're afraid of the consequences?
Count five alleges that on
no.
or about June 3rd,
they're not afraid of the consequences. As a matter of fact. And we've talked a little bit about this, but what's interesting to note, friends, is they're not afraid of the consequences because they know that they're going to be thrown in jail and they're going to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. They're going to be rehabilitated, say, the sick-minded individuals that are tolerated by the American people within these bureaucracies that are stealing away your tax dollars to support themselves. Not only that, but they get three squares a day. That means they eat three times a day. They can go to school for free. Everything is now available in jail. And who's taught them how to commit the crime? And who's taught them that this is the place to go? More than Hollywood, more than corruption in the courts, more than corrupt politicians, and at the end of the day, the American people. Nobody has. Nobody has. I've seen so many videos of kids that have committed crimes against other kids, and when they're in court, they're giving the parents the finger. They're laughing about it. Some would say, if I could do it all over again, I would do it all over again. I mean, maybe now you can understand why you have a 74% recidivism rate in this country. That means they get out of jail, they end up in jail again, and they commit more heinous crimes every step of the way. Who's encouraged them to do that, Americans? Well, it's the love of many that waxeth cold, because they're workers of lawlessness. Evil men understand not judgment. They love God so much, but they disobey him at every given turn. And these criminals, what do? Well, they forgot, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, what does the Lord teach us when this kind of stuff happens? Well, I want to go over and I want you to hear how it works concerning the word of God and what the Lord's heart is when it comes to crimes that are being committed one against another, okay? When you go to Deuteronomy 19:19, what does it say? I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is what they used to do in this country. It says, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil from among you. What happens when there's consequence to the crime? For example, you go to California, there was an injustice sitting on the bench that should have been impeached long ago because he violated Article 3, Section 1. He should have been impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and then he should have been prosecuted for his injustice in breeding crime. What are you talking about? Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Well, Bradley, what's your parable? Well, in California, a guy was busted drinking 19 times. 19 DWIs. You know what that injustice told the man to do? He said the way to resolve the crime here of this this man that doesn't understand no when it comes to drinking, when he makes the choice to do so, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16, just have him move closer to the liquor store. No joke. No joke. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's funny if you can just look over the 12,000 people that have been slaughtered on the streets of America because Americans don't understand no when the Lord says no, thou shall not. Right? What do? Well, they want to rehabilitate the guy that didn't understand no, that made the choice to go into a bar, get drunk, get in his car, put the keys in, turn it on, and then drive down the road and slaughter a family. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's funny. Listen to the judge. He needs to move closer to the liquor store. Isn't that cute? Tell that to the families that have lost loved ones because of these criminals. Do you know that if you drink and drive in El Salvador, the very first time, you're put up in front of a firing squad? Well, you say, Bradley, that's just too harsh. Is it? Too harsh to who? You know what they don't have a problem with in El Salvador, friends? They don't have a problem with those that drink and drive like they do in America. Why? Because, again, in America, Americans just get their hands slapped. That's not America. That's not what makes us the light of the world, friends. You know, going back to this clown right here that's laughing after killing a little three-year-old boy, it's interesting to note that I guarantee you, you'd get a different response from this devil here. You'd get a different response if they knew that the crime would not be tolerated. What does the Lord say about when someone murders somebody? Does the Lord say you get 3 to 7 years and then you're out and you can go do it again? Absolutely not. It's a system of indulgence, friends. The correctional institutions in this country make $64 billion a year off the ignorance of the people. In other words, they're taking your money to create these systems of injustice, to create repeat criminals, and they're using your money to subject you to these criminals at large on a daily basis. No joke. No joke. I want to ask you, have you ever heard of this young lady, Sierra? I think her last name is Jorgensen. But I want to give you this story and just to show you how criminals are encouraged to do the things that they do until they see the consequence. Hey, folks, this applies to all of us. This applies to all of us, and this applies to corruption in government, because we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ on that final day. That's why the message here is knowing the terror of the Lord. We preach repentance. Well, you have the time to do it. And that's what I'm doing here, is being a faithful witness that delivers souls. But listen to this. On the evening of July 19, 2016, after the two parted, Sierra did not make it home. And after 4 hours of searching, they called the police. Around midnight, a deputy discovered a motorcycle in a cornfield a half a mile away from Sierra's home. The police concluded that she had been abducted, okay? Sierra was last seen riding her bike with her longtime boyfriend, Josh. And again, what happened, friends, is she never made it home. But the detectives started to look into the local violent offenders and sex offender files. I'm not kidding. This right there exposes the problem that we have as a country. Again, justice is the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. That is knowing the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalm 97, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. You that love the Lord, hate evil. Hate evil. Not fraternize with it. You know what the problem in America is? I'm telling you, on Judgment Day, folks, the Lord's not going to sympathize with what you sympathize with today. The only people that are seeking to receive the compassion of others are those that are guilty of the crimes that they knew that they shouldn't have committed. So is it compassion when you show somebody that knew what to do and they did it not? Matter of fact, they did just the exact opposite. Do you show a person compassion? No. The mercies of the wicked are cruel. They are absolutely cruel. And who are they cruel to? The innocent. We live in a system today where more compassion is shown to the offenders, to the transgressors, to the criminals, than the victims themselves. Why? Because, again, Scripture tells us evil men understand not judgment. We'll be right back.
To protect our liberty.
If you this jacks me up.
Supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes
one more
help,
segment trying to pick up on your comments really quick.
Can create unwanted side
Dino, it is absolutely true. If it has been outdated, you're still missing the point outside of the fact that you just want to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, I guess. I don't know. That's your call. But I know it was in fact true. We always back up what we say here.
Just want to make clear.
Yes, I was on Alex Jones's show a couple times.
A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
If you trusted in Jesus' good news, watchmen, America wouldn't be falling, right? Because you'd be doing. You people are so backwards, you scare me. You really do. Rep. USA, trust in Jesus, not in America. She has fallen. Yeah. Who let her fall? I'm curious. 86% of those that profess Christians. Real Christianity doesn't bring the evil report. It brings the good report, Numbers 13 and 14. Oh, you can take that to the New Testament as well. But apparently you haven't read the whole Bible, so read the whole thing and then we'll have a conversation. I'm not here to sit there and feed into your biblical illiteracies.
Now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-GOLD.
I'm going to come right back to this story in just a moment.
Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here, folks, I want, again, you know how I started the show off and I was talking about how the professed Christians, they want to justify what God doesn't justify. I have a guy online right now, or person online, saying, rest in peace, USA. Okay, and it's good news, watchmen. Okay, that's what I'm addressing here. And with that, it says RIP USA. Okay, so I'm suspecting that if it's good news watchman, it must be, well, it must be a Christian, right? Or at least so they have deceived themselves into believing so. Why do you say that, Bradley? I'm going to tell you why. Because then this individual says, trust in Jesus, not in America. Well, just think, friends, our forefathers did trust in Jesus, and they established what we have today, that the modern-day professors who have deceived themselves into believing what they are not are preaching the message that is completely antithetical to what our forefathers established. So what Mr. Good News Watchman is actually reporting is the fact that, well, that person's a straight-up hypocrite, aren't they? And they know not the Word of God, and they bring the evil report. Mine is to show you the issue, and mine is to edify you morally that you might understand your responsibility before God. Why? Because it's our duty and our privilege of Christians to make the things of earth reflect the things of the heavenly order, not to make the things of the earth the devil's order. I mean, again, it's people are scary in this country. That's why we stick to the Word of God. I wanted to give you the definition of edification, then I'm going to get back to no justice, no peace. When the Bible speaks of edification, listen carefully as to what it means. A building up in who? Christ. A building up in Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. A building up in Christ also means that you die to yourself in the flesh as you grow in the things of the Spirit. Okay? In a moral and a Christian sense, instructions. Instructions in what? How do I instruct? I make reference to the Word of God. And in improvements and progress of the mind in growing up into Christ, because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And in knowledge of who? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In morals, who is the most moral? The lamb without spot or blemish? Yep. The lawgiver, the one that came in to magnify the law? Matthew 5:17, if you want Old Testament reference. Old Testament, New Testament. New Testament is the fulfilling of the old. Isaiah 42:21, also Psalm 40, Psalm 40, verse 7 as well. And then you can go to the New Testament, 8:10 of Hebrews and 10:7 of Hebrews, okay? So to edify means to build up, or in faith. The faith of who? The faith of Christ, Hebrews 12:2. And holiness, read Hebrews 12, perfect exemplification and bringing us back to the instruction mode of why the Lord does what he does through us. Read Hebrews 12, read the whole chapter, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Also go to 2 Corinthians 7, where it talks about how we are perfected in holiness. And who does that work as we obey the form of doctrine that's been given unto us, right? Romans 6, the Holy Ghost does. Titus 3:5, he who comes to regenerate and renew us. Remember King David prayed, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Amen. And then when he was clean, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend thee. And when you take that to 3:6 and 3:9 of 1 John chapter 3, what does it say? He who abideth in Christ sinneth not. That's real grace. That's real edification. Okay? So let's go on to the next point. No justice, no peace. I'm talking about the injustice system in America that is telling young people three strikes and you're out. They're encouraging, they're educating people how to commit the crime. They want to end themselves up, or their constituents, those that they're supposed to work for. They want them to end up in some sort of prison system because it's a slave system. It's a money-making system, right? And that's what they've been doing for a long time now. Now I want you to check this out. On the evening of July 19th, 2016, Sierra didn't make it home. She was just with her boyfriend, Josh. And detectives started to look into the local violent offenders and sex offender files. I mean, that is the most ridiculous backwards thing. One of the most backwards things I've ever heard of in my life. Well, also, so you're going to just give us a notice that you're letting out sex offenders and former murderers out in our backyard. Well, thanks for the heads up. Well, those are also the same people that are trying to disarm you. And these are also the same people that are creating policies to basically incriminate those that defend themselves from them kind of criminals, friends. Whoa. And Americans feel safe. By the way, the violent offenders and sex offender files is a list of violent sex offenders who have been released back out onto the streets, making, again, the innocent a prey. How is it that people don't want to hear the truth of this and respond? Lord, I don't get it. Well, going back to our friend, a junior in college, 20-year-old Sierra Jogan, she disappears only to find out that the detectives came across a repeat felon named James Worley. Officers went to Worley's home, were looking around at his property. Investigators found a hay-filled crate full of women's clothes. They also found some underpants with blood on them. The police then believed that they were on the right path, dealing with the right person, and then arrested this repeat criminal. And as they continued to search out his property, they found more disturbing items. 3 days after Sierra's disappearance, her remains were found by a local farmer walking on his property. Prosecutors believe that Worley knocked out Sierra by hitting her with a motorcycle helmet, brought her to his property where he then sexually assaulted her, and then he buried her alive. Worley was convicted of murder and abduction and sentenced to the death penalty. That means they sit in jail for another 10 to 20 years on your dime. And what do they do throughout that whole time? Oh, they rehabilitate themselves. And knowing that they're going to die, guess what they do? They try to convince everybody that they're not guilty of the crime. In some cases, very far and few between, that has been true. Let's keep that window open and that door open in case they are innocent. That's important as well. We don't want to go ahead and condemn someone that's not guilty of the crime. When Worley was convicted of murder and abduction and then sentenced to the death penalty, listen carefully, he was then granted a stay of execution after an appeal in 2018. Now, do you think he even thought twice about raping her and then killing her and burying her alive? That's how he killed her, after he hit her head with a motorcycle helmet. Do you think he even thought twice about the consequences? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. When you show them the consequence of the crime, for example, the next person that commits the act of murder in America, why don't they take all of these six networks and why don't they highlight the consequence of the crime of murder that has been committed by that individual? And why don't they hang him publicly for the whole country to see what happens if it goes to the heart and mind of the next devil that wants to kill an innocent person? What do you think that would what do you think that would happen, friends? What do you think would be the outcome? Isn't that crazy? See, when people are afraid of the consequence, they're not going to commit the crime. But if they're not afraid of the consequence, they're going to continuously commit the crime. And this is what's been in play in this country since the 1960s, incrementally, little by little by little by little, until the point where there's no more criminals, unless the government says who they are. And I can go statistically down that whole rabbit. For example, our forefathers used to hang sodomites. Did you know that? Leviticus 18, 22, 2013. Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter, and again, 29 other references condemning the act as an abomination of sodomites. Up in the 1961s, they started to soften down on the crime. If you were committed, or if you were found guilty of committing the crime of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. And then in 1973, it was considered all the way up to that point a mental illness. And then after 1973, the sodomites got rid of that law. Lower the light and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. No longer is he guilty. That's what the devil does. He's always at war with God's moral law. Hey, Americans, before allowing these devils to go ahead and take down the fences, why don't you ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place? Why don't you look at the kids that have been made a prey because you gave them a green light? Oh, it's true. Absolutely true. Now what are they doing? Okay, so it went from public hangings to sodomites. Then it went to 21 years for sodomites. Then up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. And now if you don't go along with it, guess what happens? And now you're a bigot. And now you're a hater. You see how that works? Oh, by the way, when it comes to Sierra, when the criminal found out that they were going to execute him, that's what scared him straight and not tell them. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.